Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 13th of November. Our projections are a lie. Our projections, which are the expression of our carnal self-image, are a lie. They have no substance and therefore have no right to justice. How then does a person undertake to make their projection substantial? A lie, which is the basis of a projection, finds its existence by stealing the substance or reality that belongs to another. That which is false feeds off that which is true. It cleaves to that which is true with deceit. This is often the basis for romance within a marriage and a family. Those who seek to be joined to another in this manner, demanding the acceptance of their projection and its works, do not have agape love. They are self-centered and deluded, presuming that their projection, which they assert and defend, is reality. However, only El Shaddai, Almighty God, is the source of all reality as the Creator. He is love, and the acknowledgement of His Lordship through obedience is our participation in His love. Instead of fighting for verification of our projections by others, including our spouse, we consider Jesus by acknowledging that these endeavours caused the marring of His face. We cease from arguing and reckon ourselves dead with Christ our Lord on account of our disobedience. This is what it means to draw a line on the matter. The Spirit brings to our remembrance the word of our obedience. The capacity for our obedience is the resurrection life that we receive from Christ because we have died with Him. That is, we are made alive to God for the obedience that belongs to the fulfillment of His will, which is our sanctification that we walk in each day. After Peter met Jesus eye to eye in the court of Caiaphas, he wept bitterly. In a spirit of mourning, Peter then began to despise being a zealot. That is, he began to despise the projection of which he was now ashamed. He also began to despise shame as a motive for hiding and covering himself with his projection. The references used in today's devotions are Daniel chapter 11 verses 33 and 34, 1 John chapter 4 verses 7 to 9, Philippians chapter 3 verses 10 and 11, Romans chapter 6 verse 11, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3, and Luke chapter 22 verses 61 and 62. For further study, Galatians chapter 6.